Welcome to the Atlanta News First podcast, where we cover breaking news, live events, and your community stories. Everything you need to stay in the know while on the go. Two Georgia officers have been indicted in a two-year-long shooting investigation. DeKalb County officers Russell Mathis and Jordan Vance are charged with reckless conduct in the 2022 killing of Mirando Salmon. Mathis is also charged with involuntary manslaughter in the case.
Good afternoon. I am Sherry Boston, the DeKalb County District Attorney. Thank you so much for joining us. I am here today to announce the indictments of one former and one current officer in the DeKalb County Police Department for their roles in the shooting death of 37-year-old Mirando Salmon. First, I want to give you a brief overview of the facts of this case. On November 4th, 2022, at approximately 11 p.m., Officer Russell Mathis and Officer Jordan Vance responded to a call about a stolen car parked in the driveway at a home on Autumn Crest Court in Stone Mountain. As part of their investigation, Officer Vance knocked on the front door of the house, which swung open. Officers Mathis and Vance entered the home. As they cleared the house, Officer Mathis opened the door of a second-floor bedroom and encountered Mirando Salmon sitting on his bed in the dark. In a matter of seconds, Officer Mathis opened fire, shooting and killing Mr. Salmon. Mr. Salmon had thrown a cell phone at Mathis. Mathis believed it was a knife. At the time of the shooting, Salmon was unarmed. However, a holstered gun was later recovered in his bedroom. I will note that Mr. Salmon was a lawful gun owner. Paramedics transferred Mr. Salmon to Grady Memorial Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Immediately following the shooting in November of 2022, the DeKalb County Police Department called the GBI to review the incident. In March of 2023, the GBI turned those findings over to our office, and we began an exhaustive review of the facts, evidence, and circumstances, as well as the relevant law, policies, and training protocols that apply in this case. Today, our team presented that information to a DeKalb County grand jury, and they agreed with our conclusion, indicting Officer Mathis on charges of involuntary manslaughter, a felony, and reckless conduct, a misdemeanor. Officer Vance was also indicted on reckless conduct. Following their indictments, grand jury warrants were issued for both defendants Mathis and Vance. We have arranged with their attorneys for them to turn in themselves to the DeKalb County Jail in the coming days. Officer-involved shootings are difficult and quite often involve challenging facts and circumstances. But since becoming district attorney, I have always made it very clear that my office will lead the charge on doing what is right, even when it is difficult or uncomfortable. I and my team have met with Mr. Salmon's family throughout this process to share our thoughts, and they are here today in support of our charging decision in this case. At the end of the day, nothing that happened here in this courthouse today will change what took place on November 4th of 2022. A life has been lost, and for that, I extend my deepest sympathies to Mr. Salmon's loved ones. But it is important that the people of DeKalb County know that I am steadfast in my commitment to uncover the truth and holding people accountable when they violate the law, especially those who have sworn to uphold it.
You've just been listening to Atlanta News First. For more on this story, download the Atlanta News First app.